It's quite something to be celebrating our 40th anniversary in this moment in our congregation's history. It's like we've been transplanted from a pot that was too small, and we're waiting for that bigger vessel for which we can bloom even greater. We're at a threshold in our history, and we're not even really sure what's on the other side of that. But we know that it will be a new chapter, and we know that we are legacy makers for future generations. We are moving into a new way of being that we can envision but not predict, nor can we control it. And as we welcome the future, I want us to do so through these lenses. The first one is to remind us to stay steeped in our Unitarian Universalist identity and history. And I want to thank our intern, A.J. Van Tine, who is probably at this very moment preaching his candidating sermon to start in a new congregation in the fall. And A.J. was born and raised Unitarian Universalist. He went to seminary in Boston, which is the equivalent for Unitarian Universalists of Mecca for the Muslims. And he came here just infused with a passion for our history and for identity. And those of us who are on the other side of the Mississippi, myself included, I was West Coast before being here, can sometimes lose that sense of rootedness. So AJ's great gift to us was to remind us of that rootedness to this broader tradition. But paradoxically, within Unitarian Universalism, is that we're asking for a rootedness without dogma, without a scriptural text to hold us in place. We are part of a proud, free religious tradition, which is not freedom from religion, but freedom for religion. And that is a really important distinction, because many people come into our tradition feeling like they've escaped another tradition, maybe even escaped all of religiosity. But Reverend Scott Alexander says, being a UU does not give you freedom to believe whatever you want. It rather gives you the freedom to search for and find those beliefs which your heart and soul cannot escape. I found that to be incredibly powerful. What are those beliefs that are so central to you? It's like living with moral integrity. A few weeks ago, I was talking about that moral dissonance. Within our religious tradition, we're asked to bring our lives into integrity. Being a UU means searching and finding your own religious principles and then allowing yourself to be captured by them. Actively participating in our free religion has an inescapable quality about it. The only choice, then, is whether you are actually take your emerging personal truths and reorient your life around them. This is not an easy faith tradition we are a part of. In recent years, within this context, in this congregation, we've had many articulations of that. We've talked about Howard Thurman's, "Don't ask what the world needs, ask what makes you come alive, and go do that." Because what the world needs is people who have come alive. I love that quote, and I've used it, and it feels so alive for me. It's become an inescapable truth for me. However, in my own shifting understanding of what is important, I'm beginning to see that as, well, limiting. Limiting due to its individualistic nature. Because unless that aliveness is put in context with the world around us, it could actually have a narcissistic quality about it. So this leads me to be talking to you about the second thing that I think is really important as we welcome our future. And that is to be welcoming our future in relationship, in context. And it's one way that the Unitarian side of our history has done us wrong a little bit. We are steeped in a culture of individualism. Within Unitarianism as well, the Unitarian culture and American culture were kind of coming up together, these values, particularly around the work of Emerson. And I believe it's a part of the downfall of the nation, or maybe even the downfall of our species, is this sense of individualism, which is different from individuality. So individualism is a theology that privileges and celebrates the individual over the group. You can see that within our thread of Unitarian Universalism. It puts me over the group in a more narrow self-interest. Individuality is the recognition that individuals are different from one another, to celebrate that difference, and invites all of us to be transformed by one another in that difference. That's the interconnection, the covenantal nature, and that, I feel, is vital to our future, to welcoming our future. So it's a recommitment to that sense of oneness, but reimagining ourselves in that oneness. Our seventh principle reminds us of the interdependent web of which we are a part. But for far too long, Western culture has had dominion over everything, really. Welcoming a future, we need to be willing to be changed by it. No longer does it mean come join us. It needs to be transformed to come, let's create a future together that works for all beings. What do you have to share with me? What can I learn so that together we can create something different? For those of us who have reaped the benefits of being part of dominant culture, this could be a challenge. Living our values can be and should be disruptive. And living in covenant with one another, we should challenge one another to stretch beyond what we had originally thought were our boundaries. It means decentering ourselves and our likes and our needs to make room for the broader representation of creation, for the unheard voices. So that means we need covenant with one another. Deepening our welcome means deepening our covenant, not only with people in this room, but expanding that out into people we normally would not be in contact with. We cannot do this alone, and we're not alone in doing this. Within our context, we have articulated a vision for ourselves of being a center for spiritual exploration and justice making, or our own shorthand, inner depth and outer focus, like a Mobius strip that goes back and forth and back and forth. Soon we'll have a new building within which to live out this vision. But let us not forget that the building is not the vision. It's the vessel. It's the vessel through which we will bloom into new ways of being. And what will that future look like? If we are truly willing to be transformed, willing to have a welcome that changes us as we change the world, we cannot predict or name that for ourselves. But I do know for me that I certainly want a building that is abuzz with activity all week long. I want a building that is housing meeting spaces for GLBTQ youth and elders, for 12-step and other recovery groups. I want a building that's providing sanctuary for immigrants. I want a building that's doing eco-justice work, because our building is actually a model of that with our ground source heat pump. We need to utilize this space we are building. But I also want that building to be infused with a palpable spirit of interconnectivity. I don't want people to just come and go and check off the list of how well they locked the doors. If we are practicing a welcome that transforms us and others, that weaves inner depth and outer focus for everyone who enters and everyone we encounter, then those relationships we build by having our building should invite us to ask some questions of ourselves. Questions like, what can I learn from the resiliency of someone in recovery? Questions like, What are the immigration stories of my ancestors? In which ways were my ancestors part of colonial oppression? And where were they a part of justice making? How do we have this space that invites us to truly weave the webs that we want to be weaving, that we know are so essential for the healing of our world? That's the vision I have for being a center for spiritual exploration and justice making. Let's flip things around about us providing for and move it into us being deeply woven in a web of relationships in this community and beyond. The poet Marge Piercy writes, "It goes on one at a time, that one-to-one relationship. It starts when you care to act. It starts when you do it again after they've said no. Those acts of resistance. It starts when you say we and know who you mean. And each day you mean one more. May our welcome be so broad and so wide that we mean one more each and every day and extend ourselves far beyond our imaginations so that we too are transformed by everything we do. Inner depth and outer focus. May that be our vision, and in so doing, may we heal the world. Amen."